Back in July, I was in a doctor's office, not because I wanted to be there. It was a couple of days after I got the news right outside the operating room that they weren't going to operate on me, and it was going to be postponed because they thought I'd had a silent heart attack. So I had to go see a cardiologist so he could verify I was okay enough for them to go cut on me. And while I was in the office, a couple of the young ladies working in there were working on records. And one asked the other, "How do you spell Protestant?" And the other was, "I'm not quite sure." And so I spelled it for them. And I said, you know, it's based on the word protest. They said, "You're kidding." I said, "Yeah, but in the English language and in Latin, pro means for. But when we hear about protesting, we get a negative connotation, don't we? We think of somebody being against something. So as Protestants, we're for relying on Scripture as the primary basis of our understanding of God. Now, John Wesley said we also rely on tradition and our personal experience. But Protestants really put Scriptures first. And the writer to Hebrews is sharing the meaning of Scripture, writing to people who were Jews, who were used to sacrifices, and used to that you had to go periodically to the temple to make sacrifices for the sinful lives that we live. Priests had to offer up prayers on our behalf. Animals had to be killed and slaughtered for our sins. Sometimes when you're reading through the Old Testament, you hear of how kings who realize they've sinned before God, you know, have 1,000 bulls slain. Now, boy, that's sinning, boy. That's a lot of sacrificing. But the writer to Hebrews is telling the Jewish people, you don't have to do that anymore. Jesus Christ is the great high priest, and he has made one sufficient sacrifice for our sins. And we can be new people. We don't have to keep going through that routine of making sacrifice after sacrifice when we sin and fall short of what God has called us to do. We can be confident that in Christ Jesus and through our baptism and the coming of the Holy Spirit into our lives, that God has written His law in our hearts and He's placed it in our minds if we become experts on Jesus, as the children's sermon said. We don't just start with the affirmation of faith, but we continue in our growth in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we don't have to go to the temple all of the time to make sin offerings. We come to the temple of the church to just thank God for being so good and providing so much for our lives. And then we go on to provoke one another. Now, I'll tell you the truth, provoke is a lot like protest. When you hear it, you don't think real positive, do you? When you say, "Boy, that guy really provokes me," that's not usually a compliment, is it? Because normally we define provoke and find in the dictionary that it can be understood to be inciting people to anger or resentment or irritation, to arouse us, to stir us up, or to annoy us. And you know, church folks do that to one another. We provoke one another in the negative sense. But that's not what Paul's talking about here. That's not what Hebrews is addressing. The scripture says, provoke one another to love. Provoke one another to good deeds. Provoke one another through encouragement. Now, I suppose as long as the church is on this earth, we're going to provoke one another in a negative way and regularly. But it would be good for us to understand the meaning of this word. Voke is like voice, vocalize, to call in Latin. And pro means for, or to call forth. So to provoke one another, in the biblical sense, to love and good deeds and encouragement, that we need to call forth these attributes in one another. We need to provoke and call forth love in one another. We need to call forth and encourage and move one another to action, to do good deeds, to live a good life. We need to provoke or challenge one another through encouragement every time we see one another, as we live daily in our homes, as we meet together as God's people gathered here during the week or on Sunday or in Sunday school or at youth meeting or wherever we are. Our primary job is to call forth, to stir us to action and good deeds, to move in us deep, loving attitudes towards one another. So the people who come along and provoke us in the negative way, who just sometimes just irritate the daylights out of us, then we need to provoke them right back. But not the same way they provoked us. Provoke them to love. Turn them around. Provoke them to good deeds. Challenge them by being encouraging to them, even though you might resent what they did. See, that changes the character of the church. When the worldly kind of provoking becomes overpowered by the godly kind of provoking. You see, if we're going to be what God's called us to be as Christians, if we're to be the kind of church we need to be, we need a lot of encouragement. And if we don't get provoked and called forth to be loving people who do good deeds by one another's encouragement, then we're going to end up being provoking people in the negative sense. And we're going to drive people away, and they're going to sit at home, because no one needs that in their lives. We have a God who loves us so much that He's given His Son as a high priest to teach us the way to live. When people were around this man, Jesus, they were provoked to do good things, to live a good life, to respond in positive, encouraging ways. And we're no different from the people who walked this earth 2,000 years ago. We need to be encouraged to live the life of love. So next time you think about somebody provoking you, just provoke them right back. But don't give them what they dished out. Call them forth to love. good deeds by an encouraging word from you. That's how we'll grow into the image of Christ our Lord. Let us pray. Gracious Father, we thank you for the message from your word. We just live in a world that turns positive words into negative words. Maybe that's because of sin. Maybe that's because the world is based on self-interest instead of love. But you've called us to be loving people, encouraging people, doing good in the church, in the community, where we work, where we play, where we visit, wherever we may be. Help us to call one another forth to your great love, to good deeds in your name, by always encouraging one another in the name of Christ our Lord. Amen.